is a Christian conservative and an Alabama First business leader running for the United States Senate to save the American dream from Joe Biden's socialist agenda. Katie Britt will bring fresh blood and new energy to Washington and fight tirelessly for our conservative Alabama values. Here's Katie Britt.
My faith and relationship with the Lord guide my everyday life. Being pro-life and pro-Second Amendment doesn't make me radical. It makes me American. We have to show strength at the border, and what we are showing as a country right now is total weakness. It is so important that we protect our nation's borders. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of lawlessness. We need somebody that knows how to fight for Alabama, that believes in Alabama.
Katie Britt will fight for our Christian conservative values, put Alabama first, and never apologize for it.
I'm Katie Britt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Britt for Alabama, Inc.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Secretary of State Blinken met with his Russian counterpart in Geneva earlier today at a critical moment in the standoff over Ukraine. Afterwards, Blinken said there were no breakthroughs. With 100,000 Russian troops amassed near the Ukrainian border, many fear that Moscow is preparing to invade. Thousands of pro-life Americans are rallying in the nation's capital for the 49th annual March for Life. Today's event features a rally in the National Mall soon with religious and political speakers, followed by a march this afternoon to the steps of the Supreme Court. Under a new proposal, California would allow children ages 12 and up to be vaccinated without their parents' consent, the youngest age of any state. Wall Street stocks are now pushing higher after tumbling earlier today, the Dow now up 115. This is SRN News.
Do your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that helps support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It looks like we are locked into a string of very chilly days and cold, sub-freezing nights. Today, high temperature will only make it up to about, well, the low 40s. But that northwesterly breeze at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting higher, will make it seem colder. Tonight, I think the winds come down a bit, but the overnight low temperature falls below freezing. We'll end up around 28 by morning. Saturday's high temperature in the mid to upper 40s, but lots of sunshine. Low Saturday night, 24. And Sunday will tease 50 degrees with more sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Legislative committees have advanced plans to spend more than $772 million of Alabama's pandemic relief funds. The proposal would use over half of the money for broadband expansion and water and sewer projects. That proposal would steer $146 million to healthcare providers, including hospitals and nursing homes. MPD has started disciplinary proceedings against a 44-year-old police officer, Robin Chapman. MPD initiated the investigation after a crash on Wears Ferry Road and North Burbank Drive involving Chapman, who was off duty. He's been relieved of duty and placed on administrative leave. Governor Kay Ivey and the DECA awarded community development block grants totaling more than $18 million. Those checks were presented to each of the 51 communities. The grants will help with completing vital infrastructure projects. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
So, Rodney, they tell me you're a fancy X-ray technician now.
That's right.
Good. I want you to look inside my walls and make sure my wiring is safe.
What?
Wouldn't it be nice if someone really could look inside your walls? Well, now somebody can. Crosby Electric is your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. And that's important to you because each year over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem.
Look here, Rodney. What do you see?
A wall?
What kind of X-ray technician are you?
Using special high-tech equipment, Crosby Electric will check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to pinpoint potential problems and make sure you're safe.
Grandma, I just X-ray people.
People? Are you looking at my bloomers?
No, Grandma, I would never...
Why, you little whippersnapper.
To really know if your wiring is safe, visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
To News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. And I'm holding here in my hand, whereas, working with Dan Morris, I don't know where Dan got it from, my formerly nicotine-stained hands.
It is the 1819 magazine?
And this issue is Media Wars, how 1819 is starting a digital content revolution. And I mentioned this in passing earlier. This is what I love what y'all are doing so much. And where I think our state, not just our political media, just media in general, has been behind in the digital space. And I was talking with Eddie last night on the phone. I'll admit to that.
Mm-hmm.
And we said there is a bit of a generational difference in that. And I take it for granted. Since I don't have cable, everything I watch is online and is essentially an internet-based show. And some of it's local, but it's from all over the place. And I'm so used to that routine of mine. And I'm gathering a lot of the same information people are from, say, cable news. But it's presented in such a different way. There's a disconnect right now and almost a rift as we're changing the media landscape. Now, number one, y'all's production, I don't know if anything's been put out yet, but y'all's production values from just the photos in this magazine are fantastic.
Yeah, really good product.
So, I mean, am I off base in the way I've kind of set the table here that there's a generational thing and Alabama is yet to step up into that space where it's Alabama-centered and Alabama politics, but it's also more than that, culture and everything else.
Yeah, and so I think what it is that same thing we just talked about last segment, local politics isn't sexy enough to get the high-quality media following it, right? And so one of the things you can do is you can lead the way and say, actually, our local soap opera is way more entertaining than the national soap opera. Like, my goodness, if you take a look at what's going on here. And so in order to get people to focus on what they need to focus on, you can't do two-bit cut-rate media and it looks junky. People aren't going to watch, right? And so in the marketing business, like, I have a radio background, and it was my job to get content on terrestrial radio stations. So I don't know who your program director is. I don't know if it's Rich that does that. I would have to get the person who's inundated all day long with emails saying, hey, carry my content, carry my content, carry my content. And so though my product was audio, I had to get him to pay attention to it by having a really, really good looking email that was catchy. And so things have to look good if you want people to take the time to do it. And so we really feel like by investing heavily in the quality, not only of the video and the audio and the studios, but the caliber of people we have talking. And obviously you guys hear Ray all the time, and we've got tremendous talent from Amy Beth Shaver, Allison Sinclair, Senator Scott Beeson. I mean, it's just an on and on and on. I mean, I really think that we're going to be able to get people to pay attention to what's going on in the state by putting the resources behind having a media outlet that follows those things and doing it really, really well.
Now, I'm off base on this idea of where people get their news. Like, to me, it's not just like the actual, there's a given news story. The way that given news story is presented on, say, Fox News or Fox Business is so different than if I, say, watch Tim Pool's show and they're talking for 3 hours straight. For instance, Marjorie Taylor Greene was just on Tim Pool's show. Mm-hmm. She talked unfiltered for 3 hours. And I'd never gotten to know that lady in that way. And there's something very powerful about this new medium where you can sit and talk as opposed to a 10-minute, you know, spot on Fox News.
Edited down.
Right.
Yeah, you know, the podcast thing, and that's one of the things that I'm excited that we're getting into as well. You can listen to our stories. A select number of our stories are audio recorded on the site as well. Things that I never grew up with, but I do understand from having kids that are in their 20s and 30-year-old, that's what they want to do. They want to listen to a podcast or watch a podcast. They want to hear the audio that, you know, instead of reading so much. So I do think that's an area that we're getting into. And I think, as you said, the production, the quality of what we're doing is as good as you'll find, and I think that's a major impact that we'll be having in the way news is presented.
Yeah, and I think too, and again, not to detract, I'm a radio guy on a radio station who's letting me speak on their radio waves. But one of the things that radio, while it's an audio product like a podcast, where it lacks is you have hard breaks, right? You have hard breaks, and you have everything you have to hit. But with a podcast, you can really, there's no interruptions. Like, you can go down the rabbit holes, you can get in the weeds, right?
Yep.
And so it's such a unique thing, and then to be able to bring 4K video into that, and so you're seeing the people's, you know, the looks on their faces and their mannerisms, mm-hmm. and the fact that they're being honest or not, or, you know, whatever. It's very, very unique, and so we are in the process of ironing out all the issues because we're pioneering, and anytime you're pioneering, it's very hard. There's a lot of headaches, but we're committed to doing it. We have the right people, and we have the resources, and what you'll see, like, if you go to our Facebook page right now, We're dribbling out a podcast here and a podcast there, but we're eventually going to do a massive rollout once we get the record, produce, rhythm and sync going to where it's like, okay, every Tuesday we record, Wednesday it's published. Wednesday we record, Thursday it's published. And once we get that rhythm down and we feel really good about it, we're going to do a full sale launch.
Awesome. Well, and I'm loving writing for y'all too. I really am enjoying it. It's a muscle I hadn't used in a while. And well, I'll admit to folks, like, the last one was from the heart. I might have been a little wistful writing, especially the middle part about that with my grandfather, Ron. So I appreciate y'all kind of bringing me into the fold here.
I really do.
Well, one of the things we wanted to do is give people voices that, in different ways that that haven't been heard or not heard in a while. And in your case, I think it's a new voice to a lot of people who are not in the Montgomery area. For Amy Beth Shaver, it was reintroducing her to a statewide level that she had been very involved in a few years ago until she kind of dropped out and decided to get involved again. So that's one of the things I'm really proud of our editorial page is just the variety. And I don't agree with all of them, but I think there's points of views from people that need to be heard and reflect the cross-section of Alabama.
And that's also a really cool thing that's just happening more on the right side of politics, the right wing of politics. There are arguments going on. And I think there's a lot more ideas being thrown around in true disagreement, but not in a rude way. I think it's healthy for a political movement, healthy for a society, though. When it kind of becomes, you must follow the line and the rule. I don't know if y'all heard the clip I played of this young high school student in Illinois. She very passive-aggressively said, thank you for teaching me that all I need to do is obey, and that I just need to give in to your irrational fears and never see somebody's face again, that all I really should do is just give in to the system and follow the rule. And that's sort of I think it's an old French idea, the wooden tongue. Just pull out your tongue, they carve in the message, and you repeat it to everybody. And too much of that going on, especially in the left, though. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a big, say, Sean Hannity fan, because I get a lot of that myself. Like, this is what you have to say to the person at the water cooler the next day. I'm like, yeah, thanks, Sean. Appreciate it. But that's just my opinion. Let's go to Eric the Dog.
Hola.
What up, Eric?
The temperature is a little bit, so that's...
Yeah, what are you, above freezing there?
Yes, sir. So it's rain instead of snow, which turns snow to ice.
Yep.
That's fun. Joey, you need to dub that girl talking to Pink Floyd's Welcome to the Machine. Have it playing. Let her talk
to
that.
Not a bad idea.
You're right before that synth solo. Yeah, okay, yeah, I like it.
Not a bad idea.
It is a great idea, and I'll take credit for it as long as you do the work.
All right.
I think Brian and
Ray. That's okay.
Ray, my bad.
When we're in Montgomery, it works in my favor. I said, when we're in Montgomery, it works in my favor because I live in Wetumpka, so Montgomery's my market and people know me. Man, when we go to Birmingham, you're like, who's that chubby guy following Ray around? he's got a fine beard.
Well, incognito is a thing, so.
There you go.
I'll work that for you. I think I like what y'all are saying about the politicians. I'm not a fan of Tim James. He seems kind of antiquated, and he makes contradicting arguments. He wants the state to regulate, or he doesn't want the state to be regulating marijuana, but he's okay with an ABC board. And I guess he doesn't understand that the federal government controls the drugs that are in pharmacies, if I'm not mistaken, and the federal government still has marijuana listed as a class A or whatever class it is that makes it illegal to dispense. It's just the whole problem with the marijuana thing is the federal government can kibosh everything. I mean, these guys are running businesses. They can't put money in a bank. It's crazy. They have these dispensaries up here. Well, they're not dispensaries. They're flat out recreational.
Well, folks who don't know, you're in Alaska right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm in Alaska, Los Siento. But it's... sorry. I'm not in Montgomery, so no worries. But, you know, there's places in downtown Juneau you can walk in, you know, and they're not fancy. They're walk in, they got flowers hanging on the wall. They've got, you know, gummies, CBD, THC, Delta 8. And I mean, I'll tell you, I spend a fair amount of time down in Juneau, and I don't see a whole lot of vagrancy or, you know, people just walking around. You know, they make it seem like when that happens that everybody just, everything goes to hell in a handbasket.
Well, it, that could be an effect of it's Juneau, and it's cold.
Don't you knock Juneau last night. Well, my son was born in Juneau.
Is it or not? Was he born? Was it cold?
Probably.
Yeah,
that's the point. Was he born outside? I don't know.
Like, no, I made it to the hospital, but we did stop also by McDonald's.
There have been different, whether it's medical marijuana or recreational, there have been different regimes. And also there's effects, I think, of Colorado did it first, and so a lot of people flocked to that state and thought, I'll be the next great entrepreneur, and then they end up just, you know, hang out in a park.
Eating a lot of pizza.
Well, right, exactly.
That's why I thought Peyton Manning was smart to get involved with Papa John's Pizza when he was in Denver, because that's a lot of pizza being consumed out there in Colorado.
Well, and this is going to be one of the arguments going forward, Eric. I think there's going to be a change of rescheduling at the federal level, but it will still be up to the people of Alabama and certainly up to cities and localities decide, do we want to allow business licenses for this? Do we want this?
It is really interesting, though, that there is a federal, it is still against federal law, and yet states are allowing it. And it really shows a disconnect between law-abiding government. Again, I'll go back to what Phil Williams had pointed out, where the mayor of Birmingham, Randall Woodfin, is saying, hey, it's a minor drug possession. You can, don't worry about it.
Right.
Well, okay, but the law says you're supposed to worry about it. So let's change the law before we just decide we're not going to do this.
Yeah. And I think there's a case there, though, and so I will say this. I agree with what Phil said in the article, but there is a case to be made with what we've seen with COVID and everything else about the doctrine of the lesser magistrate. So I think your mayors and your sheriffs have the ability, if there's something that's unjust, like truly unjust, coming down from on high, you can say no. But I think that's distinguishly different than a mayor saying, like, it's just a pot thing. We ain't going to charge him. I think that's different than, hey, you need to shut that business down because they're not obeying, you know, our COVID policies or whatever, and the cops show up with a tank to close it down. I think those are different things, but I think we just have to be real careful on that. But
well, Eric, I appreciate the call. We got a bunch of others rolling in.
Hi, guys.
Cheers. Let's go to Randall real quick before the break. Hey, Randall.
How you doing, Randall?
Hey, how y'all doing, fellas?
All right, man.
Morning. When y'all was talking about that, after yesterday's interview, it kind of, I know this gets said a lot, but it felt like he was trying to lose. I mean, not really trying to win, and it's like he might be stuck there to take vote to make sure Kay Ivey does win and not the other lady. I mean, it felt so weird yesterday how he was arguing, and the points he was arguing really wasn't no good point. But I was calling to ask y'all, how did 1819, because I've looked it up, what happened in 1819, what's the history, how did y'all get y'all's name? Where did it come from?
Yeah, so it's the year that Alabama was founded and became an actual state. And so when we look at who we want to be, we want to make sure that we're learning from the past. There's a lot of bad things that happened in the past that we don't want to repeat. But there's a lot of heroes that did really incredible things. And so not just the past of Alabama, but just past period. We want to be able to look back, celebrate the good in history, not repeat the bad, and be standing on the shoulders of giants as we move into the future. So we really wanted to have some type of historic heritage that we were connected to. There's no doubt there's things that happened in the state that we're not proud of, and so we're not celebrating those things by any means, but we want to learn from them. And so if we don't look back on our history, we don't learn from them, and we repeat the mistakes.
Man, I had no idea, because that never pulled up. I pulled up a lot of other stuff about Virginia and all that, what Thomas Jefferson did, but that never popped up. But thank you for that. And I wanted to call today, Joy, just because yesterday when you was talking about, there's a lot of people that call, it's like a family, and then people don't call. I just want to let you know, I'm here, and tell Jack I heard him Monday, and he sounded great. You know what I mean? I wanted to just hear y'all's voice in my ears on just a little closer this time, man. I just want to tell y'all, hey, and I love y'all.
Love you too, Randall, though you did kind of creep me out that one time I was eating hot wings and you were like staring at me, breathing on my shoulder. What the heck was that?
You know, I got that video somewhere.
He's pulling Joe Biden.
Hot wings. Yeah. It was the hottest one they had.
Yeah, it was the hottest one. Yeah, I brought the Bring to Pain.
That's right.
and I guess that heat kind of floated around on my neck, and I thought it was coming to you.
All right, I'm out of time here.
We'll see y'all.
Thank you, Randall. 272-9228. Gotta love talk radio. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating. Whether you're looking to contract out the job or do it yourself, if you're looking for high-quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies for the interior or exterior of your home, you need to go by New Look Decorating. They're located at 6237 Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it there in all its glory. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating. And, you know, when you contract out, the great thing about New Look Decorating is you can go in, get the exact paint or stain supply you need, and then they know all the painters in town.
Right.
They know all the contractors. You don't have to introduce anybody. And that's a very swift way of getting the job done. You can also do it yourself, and they'll help you if you've never done it yourself before. Here's the paint and stain supply you need, but also here are extra supplies. Here's maybe a good strategy to make it look nice. And have you restained your deck yet, Eddie?
Waiting on you, Joey.
There you go. I guess we're going to make a weekend of it with the wraparound deck up there in lovely Titus. New Look Decorating, folks. Again, 6237 Atlanta Highway. Or give them a call at 271-0007, 271-0007. And be sure to tell them Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. Black Caesar and others when we come back. Again, 272-9228.
Without the static, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, it's Joey. Four Healthy Pets, located on the Atlanta Highway, is the River Region's only locally owned pet store. When going into those big box stores, you really just don't know what to trust. Whether you have a cat or dog, Four Healthy Pets only stock the best, most healthy selections for your pets. And by the way, if you don't see what you're looking for, they can special order products for you. You can check out their inventory online at 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. Located in the Village East Shopping Center on the Atlanta Highway, 4 Healthy Pets for your healthy pets.
Army pilot Mike Durant had seen it all. Black Hawk down, Operation Just Cause. He thought his public service was over, but a new mission was beginning. Mike settled his family in Alabama and started his aviation company in his living room. Put his house up as collateral to the bank. A big bet on an idea. That idea grew steadily. Mike created hundreds of jobs. You know, the opposite of what politicians do. Then, COVID hit. Biden's vaccine mandates came calling. Listen to Mike Durant.
Running my defense company here in Alabama, vaccine mandates cost me engineers and people with top-level security clearances.
And Mike Durant is fighting back.
No vaccine mandates, no more scare tactics on the China virus, and no more career politicians.
A businessman like President Trump, Republican Mike Durant for U.S. Senate.
I'm Mike Durant, a candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Durant for Senate.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 4.98% APR with autopay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Hey, y'all, this is Becca.
And David from The Fantail. We want to thank everyone who has checked us out since hearing these ads on the radio.
We would also like to invite anyone who has not been to The Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse to bring your family out to dinner with us. We now have live music most Fridays and Saturdays and a full menu for all tastes, not just seafood lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or a scratch made cocktail.
Remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts.
When you think dinner,
think Fantail, where we're always off the hook.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which is stocked full of new truckloads of beautiful rustic furniture all throughout Alabama. The rustic look is in high demand, and Depot Furniture Gallery has beautiful choices to choose from. In fact, if it's the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire river region you're looking for, when you visit the Depot Furniture Gallery, you're going to fall in love with the rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors. They also have those rustic entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, accent consoles, coffee and end tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery. The Depot is located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. For more information, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Yeah, we have that new sponsor, Cornerstone Christian, and Brian, your kid goes there?
Yeah, my oldest son goes to Cornerstone Classical Christian Academy. And so as I was hearing the live read, my ears perked up. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so good that they're advertising, because it's this this hidden gem, I think, that's in Montgomery, because it's an incredible school. A lot of times when you're looking at private schools that call themselves Christian, it's basically a secular school that does, chapel. You know, but this is an actual robust Christian education, Christian discipleship done by real Christians. It's exceptional. And the thing about it is, you know, is a lot of people right now are waking up to the fact that, hey, I need to get my children out of the public school system, but I don't feel like I have any options. We can't homeschool. Private school is way too much. Well, that's the thing about Cornerstone. Like, it's legitimately, it's very, very, very affordable. And you want to talk about value and bang for your buck, you will not find a better value in education. Again, they're not paying me anything to say this. I didn't even know that they were a sponsor on the show. And when Joey read off their thing, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, that's this awesome. Is wonderful. And so my oldest son goes there. We absolutely love it. And I would encourage you, if you're being dismayed by the public education system and you've been thinking about pulling your kids out, I would talk to them.
Well, and there's nothing more powerful than a testimony. You often talk about radio, and radio does work, but nothing more powerful than a parent's testimony.
That's right.
So I appreciate that. And real quick before we go back to the phones, another sponsor we have here is 4 Healthy Pets. Now, there's been a little, not deep trouble, but let's just say, you know, there's something going around, sickness.
Yeah.
So 4 Healthy Pets, I believe, was closed yesterday, but they're going to be open today, what, 5 to 7?
5 to 7, and they'll do regular hours, or tomorrow will be regular hours. But Teresa put out a request for everybody. A good friend of mine and Teresa's, Robin, is going to be covering the store. But please be patient, because Robin is not familiar with the products.
Right.
You know, don't go in there beating up on Robin. But at the same time, if anyone needs any special orders that arrive this week, they can wait till Monday. If that'd be great. If not, I think they can contact Robin at the store and probably get something worked out.
Well, and you know, this is what's great working with a local business owner. Like, mm-hmm. They're real people, and they're not ashamed of saying, "Hey,
no,
just work with us here." And it started as a passion project for Teresa. I mean, she was literally getting people these natural food options, yep, for their pets, like meeting people in the parking lot,
yeah,
or something.
She kind of looked for what she considered a particular diet for her pet, couldn't find it, looked into it and found there was a lot of other people like her that tired of the big box, right, food. And, man, she really made a great business out of it.
And now 4 Healthy Pets, the actual store at the Village East Shopping Center on the Atlanta Highway, they've been there for 10 years.
Yeah.
Celebrating 10 years, I've got a 10-year anniversary shirt they gave me. It's
cool.
Nice. Yeah, it's quite nice. But not only can they help your dog or cat, if you have, you know, like birds, like little finches,
yeah,
or lizards of some sort, or even hermit crabs, they can help you with all of those. And again, it's all natural options, everyday feeding options or treats. Mr. Gimli, the red and fuzzy big booty Buddha, my brother's dog often will look after. He loves the chicken jerky, or we call it chicken crack, because it's that addictive. Like, he starts drooling all over the carpet. It's just, it's they love it. So check him out today. That's Four Healthy Pets on the Atlanta Highway. You can always call them at 245-3471 or visit them online at fourhealthypetsonline.com. Again, we're talking to Ray Mellick and Brian Dawson of 1819 News. And these, by the way, 2 hours, we're hour and a half in. It's flying by. Enjoy it.
You think so. That's what you say.
Well, no, it is. I apologize for on behalf of Eddie here. Yeah.
What have I done? Oh, I've been on my best behavior for the last 15 minutes.
You know who you are. You know what you did. And I'm sorry. And I don't appreciate it. Let's go to Black Caesar.
What up, Joey?
How you doing?
What's happening, bro? Do you guess what's happening?
How's it going?
You know, you guys, Joey, you may not know this show, but you ever heard of the show called Northern Exposure?
Oh, yes. I know that show very well.
One of my favorite shows is, it just set a nice tone to television. You know, just people with regular everyday problems, simple information, simple solutions. And that's what's missing in a lot of television. We have too many reality TV shows these days, to be honest.
That aren't reality at all.
No, and it's sad. For one, I've seen a lot of the family reality shows, and they never end well. Usually after the shows are over, the family, there's always divorce involved. It never seems to
end. Yeah, it really didn't work for the Hulk Hogan
there
family.
You go.
Yeah,
that tore that apart.
Yeah, or the Osbournes.
Yeah. The Osbournes, I think, are the only ones that survived it, but they did split up.
But did they really survive? Look at Ozzy. Anyway.
My hero. Well, when it comes to the education part, though, parents have got to be... Parents cannot depend on... cannot just drop the kids off at a school and say, teach my kid. Your child should be able to read... Your child should be able to read before they even get to school. In my opinion.
Yeah. Yes. And the responsibility is on the parents.
Right.
And so it's one of these things, both in healthcare and education right now, two things that we're dying in, and it's because we're expecting someone else to do it for us.
Right.
We want someone else to, you know, when we go in because we're morbidly obese like me, and you end up in these unhealthy situations because you're not taking care of your own health and you expect the medical system to do it. And then with education, like, why didn't you guys teach my kid to read? Well, it's like, and I love what you just said. Your kids should be able to read before they even get to kindergarten. And maybe they're having more challenges than other kids, but are you working with them? Are you taking the time? Are you pouring into them? Are you taking your parenting responsibility seriously and investing in their education and not just hoping that the state will do it for you? Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Yeah. And I'm not saying I'm not perfect by no means of any doubt, you know, but there are just a few things that you should be able to do that you should do as a parent before your kids get to school, public school, you know, because private school means these private schools, like you said, are charging an arm and a leg. And the thing is, it's the curriculum. You know, it has stuff from the top. See, California, state of California, this is what a lot of people don't realize. The state of California has more delegates than a lot of states. And when the state of California, I've been to a lot of meetings and national meetings, and the state of California really outbid a lot of other states, to be honest, because they have more delegates. And following the state of California's educational system is not good. It's not good at all.
Well, Black Caesar, you're now starting to sound like the history teacher I know you were, so I appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I said, they got more delegate votes.
Yeah.
And when you get the most votes, you win, and then your ideology gets put in, and then
everybody
else gets stuck. That's why we need to do a separate educational system from the national system, because the national system is really just, yeah, you know.
Needs to get back to local control, parent control, and parents being bought in.
And we appreciate that by not taking federal money.
That's the whole, I mean, he didn't go in this way, but this is the value of the Electoral College.
Yes.
Because if otherwise, definitely, you're going to have the state of California, the state of New York, the mass number of people will dictate to the Midwest and the South what politics are. And this allows lightly populated or pure populated states to have at least close to an equal say in national government.
Right. So, could you imagine if that were the case?
Yeah.
Could you imagine how our nation would be if basically our leadership was voted on either New York or California?
Right.
They're not really in touch with all of us.
I go back to 2016, which they say, you know, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. But if you took out California and five boroughs of New York City, Trump wins by far more, a greater margin, you know. And I know you can adjust numbers however you want to, but that's just an example of, and really Trump got as many votes in California as he did in almost any state. It's just that the liberal vote was greater. So that's the protection of the Electoral College for the rural or lightly populated states, to give them a close to an equal say in what's happening in Washington.
And it's why I'm such a proponent of decentralization, because I can kind of see the perspective of a city is going to have a different culture and run a definitely different way than sure a rural county. And so why we are in it together in on a lot of big issues, but we shouldn't have to dictate to one another. You should be able to have the freedom to organize your own community. Let's quickly go to Average Joe.
Hey, Joe. Hey, how are y'all?
Good.
Tim James, what is his deal with marijuana? The state's already passed laws, and they're going to regulate it at a medical level. And the federal government's, you know, pretty much not doing anything. They're just sitting there to see which way the wind's going to blow, like they do in everything. But they should reclassify it. You know, it's shown to be used in plenty of medical things. Proven to be used, and that's the category that's in it, says it's not for any medical use. So you look at Alabama, we've got counties in Alabama that are going to be pretty soon celebrating, if they're not already, 100 years of prohibition, right? So we don't need to think that they're going to be changing vote for marijuana anytime soon.
Well, I'll put it this way. Say Tim James becomes governor, he's got an uphill battle to convince the legislature to repeal the current medical marijuana law. The argument he was making is a kind of a glide path to full recreational. Like I said earlier, I think it will be rescheduled at the federal level. Just when you remind folks, like, it's scheduled. Marijuana, cannabis is scheduled at the same level as meth.
Yep.
And it's right, just like common sense stuff like that, where... And Ray made a great point earlier, though, that if the laws aren't working, we need to change the laws. And this is something I might write about, in fact, that we have a lot of laws that have held over for generations now that I don't think are up with what a lot of people think. And when a law is not, if a law is kind of badly being enforced and it's not really being upheld by the population. So it's the old Soviet joke, they pretend to regulate us, we pretend to be regulated. That's not good for the rule of law.
No.
And so you need to start reassessing laws. I heard Elon Musk, of all people, say something fascinating. He said a lot of times big wars, tend to clear out. It's almost like a clear cutting of old rules and regulations. Now, he doesn't want war, but he was wondering, can we kind of fit in sunset provisions and start to clean out the books some and just update the system?
Well, you know, in Prohibition, you had states that repealed Prohibition before the federal government did. That's how all that started. And when you look at Alabama, how many laws did we have constitutional laws that were not enforced for decades? Ban on interracial marriage, many other things that weren't changed for decades after those laws weren't enforced, but they were on the books. We were the last state in the country to repeal the ban on interracial marriages, the constitutional ban on interracial marriages.
Hmm. There's always stories that are interesting of bizarre laws in different little cities that are still on the book about, you know, you can't eat ice cream after 6 o'clock on a Saturday. I mean, they're just, they're humorous. The problem becomes when you have some bigger laws that need to be addressed.
Well, you remember that. Blue laws. You couldn't buy a rake on Sunday. You couldn't, this was long before your time, Joey, but.
Well, you know, when I grew up in a place, a town not far from Montgomery, and the two guys that ran the store, the big department stores there, they were one of the pioneers in busting blue laws. They opened their stores on Sunday, and they came and arrested them every Sunday.
Wow.
But they kept opening their stores. And then eventually the laws changed to where, you know, they're open now.
And of course, Chick-fil-A says we're not going to be open on Sunday. That's a personal choice. To me, that's like the vaccine. If I've got a business, let me run my my business the way I want to run it.
Exactly. There you go.
Don't tell me how I have to do it.
And that's the whole thing. We talk about conservative government, and not conservative necessarily from a moral standpoint, but conservative government means less government. Let your people do the things that they do, and let government. When we talk about marijuana, the federal government years ago did not even think they had the authority to regulate marijuana. They passed the law and they sent around and looked to see if anybody objected, and nobody did. And they just passed more and more laws. But you could argue that it's not even constitutional for the federal government to be regulating marijuana, period.
There's a lot that they have done with that Commerce Clause. I'll put in general welfare. Getting into how the Constitution has been stretched to expand powers of the federal government is a bigger conversation, but I got to run, Average Joe. Appreciate
you.
Thank you. 272-9228. Last break here, and then we'll close out with Ray Mellick and Brian Dawson of 1819 News. And also, you know, Eddie's here. We'll be here.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican. We need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
Hungover from holiday spending and now your vehicle needs some attention? Tire City and Automotive Service has the right tire and expert service to help you get the most bang for your buck. Right now through January 29th, get up to $200 off a set of Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires. We can also save you up to $100 off on other vehicle services. Visit Tire City and Automotive Service at our two locations, Atlanta Highway and Woodley Road. See store for details. Tire City!
Katie Britt is a Christian conservative and an Alabama First business leader running for the United States Senate to save the American dream from Joe Biden's socialist agenda. Katie Britt will bring fresh blood and new energy to Washington and fight tirelessly for our conservative Alabama values. Here's Katie Britt.
My faith and relationship with the Lord guide my everyday life. Being pro-life and pro-Second Amendment doesn't make me radical. It makes me American. We have to show strength at the border, and what we are showing as a country right now is total weakness. It is so important that we protect our nation's borders. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of lawlessness. We need somebody that knows how to fight for Alabama, that believes in Alabama.
Katie Britt will fight for our Christian conservative values. Put Alabama first and never apologize for it.
I'm Katie Britt and I approve this message.
Paid for by Britt for Alabama Inc.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It looks like we are locked into a string of very chilly days and cold, sub-freezing nights. Today, a high temperature will only make it up to about, well, the low 40s. But that northwesterly breeze at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting higher, will make it seem colder. Tonight, I think the winds come down a bit, but the overnight low temperature falls below freezing. We'll end up around 28 by morning. Saturday's high temperature in the mid to upper 40s, but lots of sunshine. Low Saturday night, 24. And Sunday will tease 50 degrees with more sunshine. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Thank you for choosing Capital Tractor for your equipment needs. Thank you for trusting us to help you do the work you do. And thank you for making us one of the largest Kubota dealers in the Southeast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Earlier this year, you learned that the Poarch Creek Indians were trying to get a tax-free monopoly on gambling in Alabama. Fortunately, the state legislature heard your voices and the bill did not pass. But the Poarch Creek cartel hasn't given up. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Republican leadership in the Alabama legislature so determined to give the Poarch Creek Indians a tax-free monopoly on gambling? Maybe it's because the Poarch Creek Indians are doling out millions of dollars in campaign cash. That's right, millions of dollars to influence next year's election. Last year, they made $1 billion in tax-free profits in this state alone. $1 billion. How much of that tax-free profit will they be using to buy Alabama politicians? Call your state representative today and say no to selling Alabama out to the casino Indians. 334-261-0500. 334-261-0500. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
The new year is here, and make it a great one by going to Larry Puckett Chevrolet and purchasing a pre-owned vehicle. The prices are perfect. Look at the selection at LarryPuckett.com. You'll see all makes and models, and they're priced to sell. You'll be the envy of your neighbors when they see you pull up in your driveway with your new car from Larry Puckett. They have a large selection, and you're sure to find the perfect one for you. If you need some extra cash to pay off those Christmas credit card bills, Larry Puckett will give you an instant cash offer for your used car. For over four decades, the River Region and beyond have trusted Larry Puckett Chevrolet for price, service, and those little things that keep customers coming back. It's a new year and a great time to test drive your next car at Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Call them at 285-9300 or, as I said earlier, check out the inventory at LarryPuckett.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Viagra is available in generic form, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED for a fraction of the cost. And Hims makes it extra affordable. The generic form of Viagra has the same active ingredient, but is 90% cheaper. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/radio. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to medical providers online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. Then a certified pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Final segment here of News and Views on a Friday. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. And whether it's you or a loved one having trouble getting around, whether it's your walking ability, maybe just had a stroke, or it could be, you know, it hurt your ankle and
even though it healed up, psychologically speaking, you kind of favor your right side because you hurt your left side. Whatever issue, inner ear problems, other vision problems, it could all lead to imbalances and walking disabilities. So why not call up Dawn Sexton and her team at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville at 595-9990, 595-9990, and ask about a free balance test, a quick, easy test. They'll give you a score out of 18. Say you get 10 out of 18. After a few weeks of therapy, they'll retest you. You see how you're improving. They have all sorts of options and therapy methods to give you, well, a fighting chance to get that walking ability back and, well, to be able to stand up straight and not tip over, Eddie. 595-9990. Ask about that free balance test and be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views from 9 till noon. So we're closing out. We got about 4 minutes here. You know, one story y'all brought up on 1819 News over the week I didn't cover. I saw it. I just didn't cover on air. Is football coaches in politics. Now, Tommy Tuberville, I mean, I was hooked. I'm like, okay, I got to click on this. But I thought actually Tommy was pretty diplomatic about with Nick Saban getting into the middle of national politics. How did this whole, what do you think of Saban jumping into this thing?
You know, having covered Nick Saban when he first got here and been around him and watched him build the program, Nick Saban doesn't do anything without thinking about it and figuring out how he's going to use it to his advantage. He tried to play both ends against the middle. The part that I know he's upset, they didn't initially put out his, but I don't want to see the filibuster end comment.
Right.
So, well, I'm sorry, Nick, you can't do both. That's the issue. I do think he's a little bit surprised at the negative reaction among Alabama fans toward his seemingly politics, but I'm also sure when he goes in to recruit in other states that he can say, hey, but I took this position. Yep. See, I'm a
player's coach.
Yeah.
And
so
I can see that more, I think, when it comes to when he was marching with Black Lives Matter and like I could see that being beneficial to him in recruiting, but I don't see how the filibuster and voting things, how that's going to be advantageous. And I think it's we talk about Carhartt, we talk about Donald Trump pushing vaccines, and now Nick Saban talking liberal politics. How do these people who are so tremendous at so many things, how are they so disconnected from their base?
Good question.
Yeah. Well, his base are 18-year-old kids that that can play, and he goes into the family.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how much politics gets discussed, but let's be honest. You're in California. You're trying to get a kid to come to Alabama, and if the family's like, "Oh, wait, Alabama, we know what that's like." Well, wait a second. Let me just tell you what we did here. I don't know. But I think Tommy Tuberville's right. Tommy can't criticize a coach getting into national politics because that's what
what's he doing.
That's what he does. So I thought he handled it. I thought Tommy's answer was very good.
Well, and we do have a unique cultural heritage here. I've got to tell the story. My brother, he was ended up by whatever happenstance as co-president of the Tiger House, and working with Gus Malzahn. And one day he's doing a tour with a lot of the recruits. He's on the bus doing his best double-decker Hollywood tour guide impersonation. He's like, yeah, if you look over here, here's the student center. And they get to Fraternity Row, and it was Martin Luther King Day for the nation. And they get to Fraternity Row, and my brother looks to the left, and I'll just be blunt, like 90% of the bus is black, and they look over, and there's this massive, like, Confederate flag saying, "Happy birthday, Robert E. Lee." Yeah. And my brother looks at it and goes, if y'all look to the right, here's more of the Student Center. And, you know, I think it's a good thing, though, when you bring people here who don't know the state of Alabama, that you can talk about the heritage and the culture, and also it's sensitive. The national politics, I think, is meant to drive a wedge and make folks who aren't and don't want to deal with politics, aren't politically sophisticated, it makes them kind of take a stand on certain issues. And I think it's one of the worst things, you know, this old Breitbart that politics is downstream from culture. I think politics can also pollute culture to where instead of people, you know, going their own way and building up, it can become about the latest political fight.
I'll tell you this, though. My guess is, and Nick Saban's hasn't said a word about it since then. I don't think he will, because I think he knows I've got 7 national championship rings on my finger, 6 at Alabama.
Now, there you go.
You really want to hack me off? No, Nick, that's fine.
You remember a few weeks ago when he was getting grief, you know, Alabama in general was getting grief on how they're playing.
Yeah.
And he said, y'all remember how they were playing before I got here?
Yeah. And you look at why he left LSU. It's because when they had a mediocre season and the criticism, he went, fine, I don't need this stuff.
Yep.
I can leave.